we move forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Getting relief from chronic pain starts with getting the right doctor. Christian Hospital's Pain Management Center Director, Dr. Vivek Manchanda, is the only triple board certified pain physician in the entire area. So if you or someone you love suffers from chronic pain, come to Christian to get the right doctor and to get relief. Learn more at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Your burger dreams are coming true at Denny's. Choose from 37 burger ingredients, like fresh avocados or sautéed mushrooms. It's build your own burger at Denny's.
Oh, yeah. It's back. It's back and better than ever. The Wood Report.
That's me.
That's right. That's you. It's all that Hollywood stuff. You know, like who got a big engagement ring, who caught somebody cheating, who just signed a movie deal. Oh, I don't know if he had the Russell Crowe thing or not, but Russell Crowe's wife said, hey, hit the road. I'll see you after 9 years, which tells me he's got a little peanut. I like to think that all these guys, the reason is they got little bitty ones. That's what I like to think. But let's find out what's going on in the world of gossip and showbiz, etc. Here is Missy Miller with the Wood Report. I love you. All right, what do you have?
All right, I'm new at this, and I'm going to have fun. Did you know at the Super Bowl?
I've heard this before.
It looks like Beyonce is set to perform at the Super Bowl. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear it. Don't care.
She's fun to look at. Mm. All right. Actress Angela Lansbury was born today in 1925. She's 87 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
You know what? She's still going after it.
And I had to look up if she was online, if she was still alive.
Oh,
if there's
alive.
A site that says that, and that's what she said. And it reminds me of my grandma. Every time I would go to my grandma's house.
Your grandma was doing a TV show?
She wasn't doing a TV show. She would be watching the show. She would be watching Angela Lansbury's show.
And what
show.
Was Murder, She Wrote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But isn't that funny?
Never
that's
seen one
that's what we know her for. Yeah. She has this whole Broadway career, but I don't follow Broadway, so I don't really know the other Angela Lansbury stuff.
All right, on The X Factor, it sounds like there's going to be a new addition to their family. Khloe Kardashian Odom is the newest co-host. Looks like they're going to have a male-female MC, and she was named as the woman.
Mario Lopez?
He is the male. So isn't that really opposite? Because Mario is really pretty, and she's a little...
Skanky?
No, but she's a little manly. I mean, she's a
Strong, I don't know what she looks like.
She's a big, strong, manly.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah, for the skank that Kim is, I will have to admit, if you showed me a picture of Kim Kardashian and I didn't know who it was and I didn't know the whole skank slutty thing,
pretty.
I'd go, wow, she's really pretty.
She's pretty. All right, the Golden Globes. Did you hear Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will host the 70s? I think that's going to be fun.
It's going to be hilarious.
And I love the Golden Globes, and they are replacing, and I don't know, what was his name, Gervais?
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, I guess he's hosted the last 3 years, and it was a little
I thought he did a good job.
I did too. But I think this will be fun.
He went right at those celebrities. Yeah. He was a
And maybe that's
them.
Why he's not asked
right.
back.
Oh, he did.
It's very political.
Did anybody watch Jennifer Aniston last night on Chelsea Handler's Lately Show?
No, Chelsea Handler is one
stand
of, you know,
see,
she, well,
her.
She's one of those people. Some nights I look at her and I go, you are hot. And other nights I go,
I agree.
She looks greasy.
No, she does. She looks dirty. Doesn't take a bath way, but in a I've slept with 6,000 men way.
But she admits that. I mean, she does admit that. I wish she wouldn't have a straight part in her hair.
This is a woman talking.
This is a woman talking. Yeah.
I've never noticed where she parks.
She needs a little poof in the back of her hair. You know, on those advertising where they have
bump
that
it?
Poof ball. Yes, the bump
and
it.
You know,
she needs a bump it.
She's worth a fortune.
Oh, she is. Yes. And she has a little chewy friend.
She was married to the head of the Eat Network, I think.
Yeah,
there's an
E-Network. The E-Network.
Oh, I thought he said E, too.
Oh, let's see. I wonder how she got that show on the E-Network. She was married to the head of the network.
And she claims like she's only late 30s. She looks at least late 40s
I think
to
she's
me.
Lived. She's and she admits that she's lived. Well, on
there's an expression.
Show,
have you ever heard it? Road hard, put away wet.
Oh, I have.
Okay.
I'll make sure. Do I look like that, though?
No.
I'm
no.
fresh.
I
don't say that at all. Yes. So Jen started crying tears of joy while she was on the show. Jen Addison talking about her new... It was the first interview she's had since she's been engaged.
Have you seen Horrible Bosses?
No.
Oh, it's a great
movie. Oh, my goodness.
I never
cared for Jennifer Aniston till I... Oh, Peon, come on.
Oh, you've got
I've,
to see
I've
that.
Heard she's nasty.
Oh, no, she's
movie.
Filthy.
Yeah.
But it's in a dirty, sexy 900 call line sex talk way.
Like
she's really good at talking the dirty talk.
Didn't she play the role kind of like Demi Moore in what was that movie?
Yes. Disclosure.
Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disclosure. No, Horrible Bosses you'd like for other reasons. It's Spacey's in it, Kevin Spacey, and
Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis,
yeah.
Who I really like.
Yeah,
her movies have been the same formula.
And is it Aniston or Aniston?
It's Aniston. But I have a key part of this story that I wrote down for you guys. She went braless last night, apparently.
You're right.
And she wore leather shirt, and I guess it was apparent to everybody that she was braless. So I thought, that's the information I highlighted on my sheet for you.
Can you see the Nipolowskis through leather?
It's worse, and it's the same problem.
Hold on, worse? You mean better?
Not worse. It's
you
better
mean
for
it's
you.
Better.
Yeah. I wouldn't think leather would let it protrude.
Hey, there's thin, supple, soft leather.
All right.
Not all leather's
it's good stuff.
Thin.
And it rubs. It rubs, like your problem with your pants, it rubs.
Right.
And that creates the same problem
what?
That you had
Keep talking.
The other day.
Yeah.
It does. It just...
I have to excuse myself. I'll be back.
Oh, not to be outdone by Jen, Brad Pitt debuted his full-length Chanel ad.
Oh, my goodness, I saw that thing.
Chanel,
it was ridiculous. He looked like he didn't want to be there.
What is it, Chanel for men?
It's a Chanel. Back in May, Brad Pitt made history when he was announced that he'd be the first man to ever front the iconic scent. Did you know that?
To ever what?
To be the spokesperson for Chanel. He's the first male to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
So other guys have done it for their own fragrance.
But the Chanel
right.
number
but
five.
But he's reading like some poem. It's in black
it's
and
cheesy.
White, and it's
but he's selling women's perfume, correct?
I think it's
not Chanel.
Chanel's both, isn't it?
But wait a minute. What I think I'm hearing here is he's the first man they've ever used to sell a fragrance to women, right?
No, he's the first man that Chanel has. I'm not sure if it's for this specific fragrance of theirs, but that's how it was written.
Well, chicks will buy tons of that.
Well, I personally like the clean, short-haired Brad, but apparently he was wearing his goatee and shoulder-length nasty version. Mm. I like the clean-cut version, okay. Personally.
That's good. That's good because I'm clean cut.
You are.
No, yeah.
Katie Holmes has told Pals that she will not be dating any more actors. And instead, she's going to be introduced to artists by her fashion label business partner. I don't know, but aren't artists a little quirky too? I mean, why wouldn't she go to just like a policeman?
Oh,
somebody
right.
who's
yeah.
not weird.
Doesn't seem like much.
Yeah, I think you're
so going to
see that. I think you're going to see Katie Holmes go for a cop.
Mm-hmm.
That'll happen.
No, just a blue-collar person. I mean, the
not
artsy problem was the problem in the first
not
place.
Not going to happen.
All right, Katie said she doesn't want to lie to herself down. Wait, what did I just say? Katie doesn't want to tie herself down just yet.
Did you drink before you came?
I did. Whatever that truth serum is that you guys gave me yesterday, I did not take today, just so you all know. I'm going to ditch that story. On Dancing with the Stars, Paula Abdul appeared as a guest host. Did anybody see that?
Nope.
No.
She fit right in on the panel. She really does work well next to aggressive British men, I wrote. And do you guys remember the Octomom?
Of course.
Nadia Suleiman.
She was
now, did they call her that because did she have eight breasts?
No.
It's a dog.
Oh, that's right. Eight kids.
It's a dog.
I'm thinking of a dog, yeah.
She was egged this weekend.
Oh, no.
I
feel so bad for her.
She was not at home. She was, the prank went down late Friday night, and she was in New York City attending a drag queen show. She has 14 kids at home, and she's at a drag queen show.
She's an idiot.
Yeah.
All right. The last thing I have, Kanye West.
Kanye.
Oh, my God.
Blonde.
I'm just reading.
Blonde.
Oh, can you tell?
We had a dark-haired blonde. Now we actually just have a blonde.
I am a real blonde.
Kanye West.
I can prove it. Kanye West acts completely out of character as he snaps on the paparazzi. I guess somebody asked Kim Kardashian, his girlfriend, about
Reggie Bush.
And
her former boyfriend.
He freaked out. And has anybody noticed that Reggie Bush's girlfriend looks just like Kim Kardashian.
I've heard that. I haven't seen her yet.
Don't you want to go opposite when you...
Well, if you have a taste, a specific type...
Apparently. So yours is blonde, your taste?
No, I don't have a specific hair.
As long as she has breasts. That's
yeah. Frank, do you have a specific...
At least two boobs.
I like light-haired guys.
I mean, I like the Latin dark raven black hair. If I had to pick that Selma Hayek, Jessica Alba, that dark hair. I like that look.
I like that.
And I'm sorry, I know you're blonde.
No. I'm blonde, but I like dark-haired... Not, I don't like dark-haired women, but I think that's prettier because I see myself, but I like the opposite.
And you know what it sounds like, but what you said then is that you like light-haired women. You like blonde women, that you're attracted to blonde women.
No, dark-haired. No, I'm not attracted to women.
But you didn't say that. You said I'm not attracted to dark-haired women.
Oh.
Have you ever tried different hair colors?
No, I've always been blonde. Hey, I act blonde. I had that towhead white hair growing up, and I just can't imagine not being...
Have you ever tried women?
I have not. That's probably one of the drugs or women. I've never tried. One of the two things. Everything else, probably.
Okay.
All right. I have some more. Do you want me to go on?
Keep going.
All right.
The more you do, the less I have to do.
I like it. Has anybody heard the circus story with Hulk Hogan? He sued his radio DJ friend. he sued his friend, who is a radio DJ.
Bubba
the Love Song over a sex tape. Have you guys talked about that?
A little bit,
yeah.
Have you, apparently, Bubba gave consent for Hulk Hogan to have sex with his wife.
Oh, in the beginning of the video, you hear him say, I'm going in the office. So you guys
showed me the video. And I saw Hogan and this woman together. And you can hear Bubba going, basically, okay, now have a good time.
Yeah.
You
know, I've never heard anything. And he's suing him, and he's mad because they publicized it, not that they did anything wrong. It's
and apparently,
just, I think that's crazy.
Apparently, Hogan has a little peanut.
That's not true.
No.
Just the opposite.
That's not true.
I saw it. Just the opposite. In fact, several people have commented, so I don't know where Dan got his information, but people are stunned because usually a wrestler
is
the whole steroids thing.
Right.
They figure they'll be shriveled up. Not the Hulkster.
Well, then maybe he leaked it because Bubba went
on his radio. He didn't leak it. Wow.
Bubba went on his radio show, boys, and claimed that Hulk Hogan may have played a role in the release of the sex tape because it put him in a better light.
This is quite a soap opera thing. I'm enjoying it.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if he did leak it and then claimed he did. His career is pretty much over. He needs a good jump start.
Right.
And this is the kind of thing that, look, we're talking about it. Nobody's talking about Hulk Hogan.
He lost a bunch of money in that divorce. I know they agreed to, I think, 73%. Linda Hogan got
27. Right.
Wow.
Now, what is his name? It's not Hulk.
It's Terry Bollea.
What?
Terry Bollea.
His name's not even Hogan?
No.
Well, I know that. Mm-hmm. What else do you have? Your birthdays or anything?
I did a birthday. I did it.
Birthday.
I had a birthday. Angela. I wanted to just have her.
What's her name used to do? I can't remember her name anymore. She used to do a whole bunch of
Tina.
Well, I'll do it now. I wasn't sure what I was
Go ahead. You're almost finished. Wrap it up.
All right. Have you heard of the swatting pranks in L.A.? Isn't that the craziest? People call 911 and say that a star was shot so that the SWAT team will come out.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that the craziest thing?
Yes.
And they said somebody's going to get shot accidentally, or there's going to be an emergency where the emergency officials are somewhere else, and somebody's going to have a heart attack and die.
Yeah, the latest one, it was some male celebrity. I can't remember which one, but they called and said... he's being held hostage inside his house, and so the SWAT team shows up.
There's three
workers working on something inside the house, so they're lucky that they didn't get taken down.
With today's technology, they can't track that call and find out where it came from.
If they do,
here's where we mess up in this country. Make an example of them, put them in prison for 10 years, and nobody was doing this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
But instead, we tend to first offense. We need to be tougher.
So I can add one thing. NCIS got a star on the Hall of Fame. On the Walk of Fame. See, I wanted to add that last
thing. The whole show got a star?
No, Mark Harmon of NCIS got a star.
Here's how you wrap it up. You go, I'm Missy Miller, and that's the Wood Report.
I'm Missy Miller, and that's the Wood Report.
All right. You stumbled.
Thank you. I did.
First time.
That's all right.
I was nervous.
I think you know that means the spanking room. And now we have three visits to the spanking room after the show.
I didn't have back problems until yesterday.
You are going to be in there for a while. There you have it. the Wood Report and all the stuff that goes with it. I'm just going to grab this call. I don't know who you are, but what's your name? What's your name?
Paul.
Paul, how are you?
Hi, Paul.
Good.
What's up?
Just want to let you know, Chrissy brought up those leaves. I was out at Taylor Hill on Sunday, and it was beautiful out there.
She brought up what?
Leaves.
The leaves. Oh, the leaves. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what? By the way, Chandler Hill in Defiant, if ever there'd be a place to go look at the leaves, the color, you nailed it, Paul. That's a perfect place.
Thank you, Paul. And we do not know each other, right?
No. And I just want to give a shout out to those people out there in Chandler Hill. I drive buses out there, and they keep the edge of that top parking lot opened up so I can get that bus through that top parking lot. Yeah. No. I'm giving them a shout-out for that.
Oh, thank you. It's a beautiful place. I appreciate it, Paul.
All the best.
All right. Thanks for the call. There goes Paul. And somebody else is on the line, but they don't want to go on the air. It amazes me that we get a lot of people that call and go, I don't want to go on the air. Well, if you don't want to go on the air, don't call, because we're taking calls from people who generally want to go on the air. I want to I don't know what there'd be a name for this. It's not taunting. It's not – but it's probably not smart. I have a vehicle that's kind of a backup vehicle, but it's also, I drive it a lot. It's a Chevy Trailblazer, and it's 9 years old, but it's in perfect shape. And I had the windows tinted a couple days ago. All my cars have tinted windows. When I buy a car, first thing I do is have the windows tinted. Well, this was a used car, and I bought it, and it didn't have tinted windows. And I deliberately picked an illegal tinting. I will keep you posted as to how long it takes for me to get pulled over. Because I know people. Now, here's a quick lesson.
What was the reasoning for picking it? You just like to look
better?
Well,
I took one notch darker than legal because I like to look better.
Aren't they by numbers? And isn't there a limo tint that's like zero or something?
But that's not legal on the two front windows. In other words, driver and front passenger. Anything behind that, you knock yourself, you can black it completely out. They don't care. But 35 is the magic number. 35 is the legal tinting number. The lower the number, the darker the window. A lot of people do their back windows of their car 15 or 5, practically black. So I went one step darker than
the
legal.
On the passenger and the...
And we'll see what happens. It's not, you know, you don't go to prison for it, but I'm a big fan of tinted windows for a couple of reasons, especially ladies. If you'll just at least do legal tinting, it keeps perverts from being able to see you and how you're dressed and maybe what you
know
might
that it's
have
a woman in the car.
It's a woman in the car, absolutely. I'm a big fan of it. Plus, it is cooler in the summer. And you don't want to go too dark because at night it can be a little dangerous. I got a minute. Let me talk to Scott here. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you, Scott?
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment. I was kind of missing Tina, so I heard Missy's voice.
Aww.
Is she as cute as she sounds?
She's cuter than she sounds.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
on a 1 to 10, tell you what we'll do. We'll take a picture of Missy today, and we'll throw it on the Facebook page. On a 1 to 10, a 10 is Bo Derek. Missy's probably a 12. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
And here's what's great about Missy. She knows it, but you can't tell that she knows it. She doesn't act like she knows it. She acts like she's never looked in a mirror, and that to me is a great quality.
Little old me.
I'm cute. It's not pretty.
Can I tell you something? You don't comment here, okay?
Because there's nothing
you could say that would sound
like
right.
A puppy dog.
You can't say I'm not cute when you are. You can't say I am cute. You sound conceited. We'll take care of that. Anything else, Scott?
Thanks, Scott.
I love puppy dogs.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
And I just wanted to let you know it's been my pleasure.
Well, it's been our pleasure, too. Thank you,
Thanks, Scott.
Okay. Right. You don't have to talk like right when I talk. Like if I say thank you, we don't have to simultaneously say spanking room, fourth visit.
Oh, man.
This would be, I think, George. Hello, George.
Hey, Frank Hammond, PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, you're talking about tinted windows. I got a good story for you. I had an old station wagon I used to haul my drums around in.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did, I taped off all the windows in the back, you know, the very back, the doors and the two long windows in the back and then the very back window.
Right.
And I spray painted them with black spray paint.
Yeah, I've known people that did that.
And, I mean, I got people coming up to me, man, who did your windows, man? Where'd you get those done? I was like, I did stuff with Straightway. So one night I'm coming back from a gig, and the cop pulls me over, and he goes, hey, your windows are illegal. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And he goes, you can't have all your windows spray painted black like that. And I was like, from what I understand, as long as the front two, the driver's side and the passenger side, you're all right because you can see out both side mirrors. It's just like having a cargo van.
Right.
And he goes, well, you know, I'm still going to give you a ticket. And I was like, well, you wasted your time. I watched the lawyer. See you later. Bye. So
he said, I'm still going to give you a ticket?
Yeah. I'm still going to give you a ticket. What, and I was like, well, okay, whatever.
What happened? Did you fight it?
Oh, yeah. My wife was a lawyer, so she got me out of it.
Yeah, and by the way, for anybody who's wondering, it's perfectly legal. You can remove the back window of your car or truck and put a piece of plywood up there. You don't have to see through there at all. The back window is exempt from any sort of tinting.
Yeah, because I told him, I said, I looked up the laws, and it said it's just like having a cargo van with no windows. As long as you've got a driver's side and a passenger side window that you can see both side mirrors, you're fine.
And here's the other thing.
He's like, no, you can't.
Let me ask you this. Did he have a gun to shoot through and register the level of tinting? Because
He didn't. He goes. What level is it? And I was like, that's jet black, man. It's spray paint.
Yeah. Because the other thing I hear is that they can't even write you up unless they have on board it's like a little radar gun, and it measures the amount of light coming through the window, and it'll tell you if it's 35, 40. If they don't have that, I don't think legally they can write you up because they have to have that proof, that reading, to back up what they think the tinting is. Now, the Highway Patrol will usually have one of those in the car. I think Chesterfield has several cars with them and some municipalities, but most cars, they don't carry that measuring gun.
Yeah, but I mean, it looked great, man. Everybody's like,
oh, it looks killer. Hey,
like, I'll do it for you for $20.
Nothing better than a black car with blacked out windows, man.
Oh, it was, man. It was a tank, man. It was an old station wagon I got from an old lady, and that thing was a, you know, they call it the grocery getter, but it was a drum getter at the time. So,
George, thanks for the call.
Hey, man, I like Missy.
Well, thank you. She likes you too.
Right on.
Hey, Frank, what is the reasoning for the front two windows not being able to be darkened out? What's the reason?
Well, safety. You can't, at night, you can't see who's coming at you. And the other reason is cops don't like to walk up to a car with blacked out driver and passenger windows, because if you don't drop them, they can't see who's in there, what's going on.
And like George said, you need to be able to see the side view mirrors.
I've been in cars with illegal tinting in the driver's window and the front passenger. It's dangerous. At night, you can't see the way you need to be able to see. So it's not smart. And when I said I darkened, I'm one notch below you'd have to have a gun to measure it. I'm not dumb enough to put really dark windows in the front part of the car. One more quick one and we'll take a break. This would be Doug. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I don't know if you remember me or not. I called a while back.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy that called a while back.
Sure.
See, I knew you would remember.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that TV show, that Honey Boo Boo. You told me to try to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And you were right. About 10 minutes in, that was it.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste, but I can't acquire that taste.
No, I can't either, and I can't believe they put that on television. I really can't.
Well, I can, because I've seen Turtle Man, and I've seen duck guys that make duck calls, and I've seen enough other TV that, I believe anything, and I guess deep down, I'm jealous that I'm not ignorant enough or backwards enough or redneck enough that I can't have my own show. I think you've got to be an oddity of nature, and really stupid and ignorant. And if you're dumb enough and dirty enough, you can get your own show.
Well, and Larry,
or skanky enough.
Larry the Cable Guy even called him too redneck.
Wow. but no, I saw it for 5 minutes, and I've never watched it again.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Well, thanks for the warning. I had to try it.
All right, Doug. Thank you.
But you did mention Turtle Man, and my kids love Turtle Man.
But if you see one, you've seen every show.
But my son's 8, and he just says that live action. He just loves that. How does it go? Do you know?
You have to watch it.
You have to watch Turtle Man. Sorry.
Wow.
You do need to watch one episode. It's not called Turtle Man. It's called Call of the Wild. Call of the Wild Man. Watch it. Did you like Steve Irwin?
Sure. Oh, well, yeah. Well, no, I love shows like that.
Then you'll love Turtle Man. Yeah. But if you see one, you've seen them all. Because he is... He's different. And he goes and dives underwater and catches snapping turtles. Snapping turtles that with one bite could take your arm off. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're big snapping turtles. And you're doing it blind in muddy water. I don't know how he hasn't lost an arm or a leg or whatever.
And he gets paid in like a turkey. And he doesn't get real money most of the time.
Well, that's what you're supposed to think.
Well,
trust
that's
me.
What they
the
say.
Network,
but that's no, what, yeah.
No, the network's right.
The people they visit will give him a turkey.
Yeah, he's getting big checks from Discovery or whatever the channel is. Well, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. There's an article that is just came out a couple days ago, and I haven't had a chance to really go over it yet, but I read enough to notice that essentially what it's saying is that we just now are starting to see the end of the popularity of stainless steel. Now, I think about how many years now refrigerators have been stainless steel, ovens have been stainless steel, cook stoves, microwaves.
What's the big one? Viking?
Viking is a big product of almost all stainless steel stuff. And what it's saying is that it's losing its – it wasn't really – and maybe it was a phase or a fad, but it lasted 20, 25 years. So it's a whole article on stainless steel. If anybody would know if it's sort of – headed for the fashion graveyard in terms of kitchen appliances, it would be Thompson Price.
We should go back to the olive green and mustard yellow appliances.
That wouldn't it would not surprise me. Things
retro.
They come around again. They do. Look, shag carpeting was a joke, and this frise carpet, all it is short shag. It's it's another form of shag carpet. People said, well, we'll never see shag carpet again. Yeah, we did. I guess in time, everything comes back. My point is this. If anybody knows what's going to look good, still look good 15, 20 years from now, if you do it now, it's Thompson Price and his people. They study this stuff. They do it every day. He's done it for 30-some-odd years. He's in the Kitchen and Bath Design Hall of Fame, for goodness sakes. Yeah, there is such a thing, and it's not easy to get into. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Here's how it works. They'll come to your house. They'll take measurements. They'll come back to you with a blueprint. There'll be no gray areas, nothing vague about what you're going to end up with. It'll all be in blue and white in the form of a blueprint. Every single nook, cranny, corner, edge, appliance, it'll all be laid out. And that's exactly what your kitchen or bathroom or home entertainment room is going to look at like. And you're not going to be sorry. It's not going to be one of those, oh boy, if I had it to do over, you'll never say. You know what you'll say? If I had it to do over, do it exactly the same way and call the same people. Thompson Price. You will get your money's worth. And for years and years and years, you're going to not only enjoy the look, but the functionality of that kitchen, bathroom, home entertainment room. If you're going to do it right. Start here. ThompsonPrice.com.
All right, let's check traffic now with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Good afternoon, Dan. It's a slow go out there westbound on Highway 64, headed out of the city. You're on the brakes now between Kings Highway and Hampton. Then again, another heavy pocket at 270. It's a pretty good run west of there on 64 out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound on 270, starting to fill in as well between Ladue Road and Doherty Ferry in pockets. Westbound on Highway 70, going to see a slow pocket now about Highway 79 out to T.R. Hughes, but nothing really bad. It is pretty good headed eastbound on Highway 5570 into the Metro East. No major delays east of the Poplar Street Bridge. It's update brought to you by Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Don't miss the Hollywood Casino Job Fair Wednesday, October 17th from 1 to 5 p.m. For more details, go to HollywoodCasinoSt.Louis.com and come be a star. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tonight,
we are a country that has welcomed people of every race and every faith.
President Barack Obama.
President Obama began his presidency with an apology tour.
And Governor Romney are face-to-face in the second presidential debate. Aaron Katursky of ABC News will anchor this important event beginning at 7. He'll be joined by ABC News political analyst Sam Donaldson and Steve Roberts. Listen to live coverage of the presidential debate tonight, beginning at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You same.
The cane that truly stands alone. The Hurricane is now the fastest selling cane on national TV. Why? Ask our loyal customer, Cindy.
I am an amputee who wears a prosthetic leg. I never dreamt in my wildest dreams I would be walking with a cane. I don't cry anymore because I don't have the ability to walk. I cry now for tears of joy because I can walk. I absolutely love it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go thanks to its proprietary pivoting head.
Wherever I'm at, in the kitchen, or if I'm even at the mailbox, or anywhere I need to use my hand, I can just set it there. It is tremendous. There was no other cane out there that has done what this cane has done for me.
Get the full Hurricane standalone package for a historic price. And now free shipping and 100% money-back guarantee for a full 60 days. Just go to www.tvcane.com to unlock our best value. That's tvcane.com.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
For all things electrical, you should see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping people like you with their electrical needs. Switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much more at an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, go to MetroElectricSupply.com.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Kids are back in school and things are cooling down. Now it's time to give us a call. We can help you with your insurance claims. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details.
Tuesday, you know the drill. Somebody in Hollywood or wherever decided a long time ago, hey, let's make Tuesday the day we release the DVDs and the CDs, so that's the day. I don't know what they are. I don't have the list, but this guy does. His name is Joe Hipperson, and he's brought to you by Oric. There are 7 or at home care centers. If you think the only thing in there is vacuum cleaners, then you obviously haven't been in one. Yes, they're there, but a lot of other great products too. Stop in. They're locally owned and operated. They'd appreciate your business. They'd love to meet you. Tell them your AM and the PM. Oreck presents Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
How you doing, Joe?
Great, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Now,
doing fine.
Am I out of line? And if I am, you say yes and we move on. You've had a big event in your life. Can we just at least mention it? You'd rather not.
You mean the fact that today is my birthday?
And that's one thing.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
How old are you today?
34.
All right. You look older.
No.
The other thing, should we just say congratulations on that, or you want to hold off?
If you would like to, I'm more than happy.
Go ahead, tell them what happened.
Well, there are a certain family I haven't officially told yet, so if you hear it, don't get all ticked off if I do this differently, you know, whatever. But yes, I have officially gotten engaged.
All right. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I don't even know why I'm clapping, because engagement means you're going to get married, and that means your life's over. I don't know why I'm clapping for that. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'm glad I look old. That's great.
Can we mention what she does?
You can mention what she does, yes.
She's a veterinarian.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Which to me is kind of like being married to a doctor, because if something happens to you...
I'm like a dog?
Well, it's anatomy. Right. And she could probably sew you up if you cut yourself open or help you keep you from dying. I mean, she could.
That's a good point. I never thought about that before. That's a great perk. If I marry her and cut
stitches
myself.
Stitches are stitches, buddy. Yeah. If you can do them on a dog, you can do them on a person.
You're marrying up, too. Nicely done.
Yeah, way to go.
And you know what? It's great because, you know, last name, there will be officially in this city a Dr. Hipperson.
Wow.
Yeah. When's the date? Is there a date?
That is right now what we're setting up, because we want to make sure that there's children involved, so we want to make sure that we do it just right. So we're just trying to plan for the perfect weekend kind of thing. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, good for you, and I hope she doesn't regain her eyesight.
Thank you.
What do we got out today?
All right, the music end, a couple of quickies. Brandy has an album called 211. David Bowie live in Berlin. That is a DVD release only. Neil Young has a documentary out called Journeys. It's the worst David Bowie impression I've ever heard.
No, that's Neil Young.
I didn't even know what yours
was. Neil Young. Wasn't he old, man?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Needle and the Damage Done, I think, is probably his best.
My wife just saw, my daughter just saw Neil Young in Austin City Limits. She flew down there to meet some friends. Now, she's 24 years old. She loved Neil Young.
You know, a lot of people have called Neil Young the godfather of grunge, and that early 90s music movement would not have happened had it not been for a guy who wrote songs like, you know, Rockin' in the Free World, and was the first to really use distortion and feedback as part of the song. And nobody was really doing that before then.
All right.
So on DVD today, a couple of TV shows to bang out. Gunsmoke, season 6.
Yeah.
Mad Men. Season 5 of Mad Men is out. Psych, season 6. Touch, season 1. A show I don't know if anyone saw called Alcatraz, starring Sam Neill. That entire series collection is out today. That 70s show, season 2. Don't be confused. They've already released all these, but this is on Blu-ray for the first time. Oh. So season 2 on Blu-ray.
You need to see that 70s show in real quick. Crystal clear clarity.
You just got to see that chrome dome of red, right? That's just what you need. The Firm Season 1 is out. The Looney Tunes Platinum Collection Volume 2 on Blu-ray is also available. First time ever on Blu-ray, Gone in 60 Seconds. The good version that came out in 1974, out on Blu-ray, first time ever. A movie that I never think about, but then when I hear it, I remember how much I really like it. A League of Their Own is out on Blu-ray, first time ever.
Me too.
This is the anniversary year of those ladies forming that team. It's a big year. That's why they're releasing this. And that's a great movie. Tom Hanks.
Right. Yes. And again... Yeah. I never think about it, but if I hear, like today when I was looking this stuff up, I'm like, man, I love that movie.
There's only one negative about that movie. Rosie O'Donnell is in that movie. Remember?
And she was okay in it, and with Madonna,
She was all right. I thought the Madonna bit was a bit too much. Like, they were really playing up, Madonna's in it, so she's going to be all
sexy.
And
anybody else could have done a better job.
Right. Yeah. Anybody. Right. I agree. And Tom Hanks, you forget that at that time, I mean, he hadn't really done the Forrest Gump thing yet. He was still kind of a comedic actor, and it was a funny role that he took seriously. I really liked it.
And now, Tom Hanks from A League of Their Own. There's no crying in baseball!
Wow. Spot on.
Thank you.
Can I say my favorite part of that movie?
Sure.
Remember when they did the wide shot of the girl? They had everybody else a close-up shot, and then the one I guess girl wasn't attractive, so they did a wide shot to her. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
That is still the funniest thing to me.
Ella Enchanted is out on Blu-ray. First time ever.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Figured you'd say that, Dan. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Santa Claus, The Santa Claus, The Tim Allen, The Santa Claus.
I like that.
That's a funny movie.
I like that.
Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, all available on Blu-ray and in a Blu-ray box set.
Go for just case. One, the first one.
First one, funny. Very good. Then they really went back to the well. Right. That's My Boy. That is a terrible movie. Please do not rent that film, even though it looks like it could be very funny. Adam Sandler bombing yet again, and That's My Boy. Scary movie called Chernobyl Diaries, worth a rental, does that whole lost footage kind of thing. What happens when a bunch of teenagers go to a Chernobyl fallout site? Crazy mutants pop up. It's got a lot of scary moments. If you like the Paranormal Activity movies, you'll definitely dig it. Your kids will love Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. That is out today. Also, Avatar in 3D on Blu-ray. Just in case James Cameron needs $2 billion more. Moonrise Kingdom. I absolutely loved Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, that's Wes the Anderson. Hotel movie.
No, the Wes Anderson movie.
Moonrise Kingdom. I've never seen that.
I saw it.
The kids that ran away to go. The kids.
You're thinking
away
of Moonrise Hotel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No.
You're right. I'm thinking of the Hotel. Yeah.
Moonrise Kingdom. Awesome. And last but not least. Today, this could be a good Christmas gift, just giving that a heads up. Certain people might want to get this. Columbo, the entire series collection in a giant box set, all 69 episodes, all 20.
How many episodes?
69 episodes.
Oh.
Shut up! All 24 made-for-TV movies, all in one box set, 34 discs. It is only $129. It's a steal. Columbo, the entire series, everything ever in the world of Columbo,
you know what?
Before, in one box.
Before Peter Falk died, I had a chance to speak with him.
Really?
He had gotten word they were thinking of releasing this. And
did you record the interview?
I did, and I said, Mr. Falk, or I could just call you Columbo. He must be excited. Here's what he said.
Pardon me. Am I bothering you? Am I bothering you at all?
Nice. No. That'll do it for me. I will see you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Thank you, Joe Hipperson. Brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Missy has never been into a Meanies, is that correct?
No, I tried to talk my son into going this weekend. And
well, you don't
he
need somebody to go with
it.
You. Forget him. If he won't go, you go. I'll take you to a Meanies. I'd be glad to take you there.
I want a shuffleboard.
You do?
I want a shuffleboard. That's
I could make that happen.
I want.
I could make that happen.
That's what I want to get my kids for Christmas.
Wow. Well, I have a shuffleboard table. And I think before you get one from a Meanies, you need to practice, play a lot of shuffleboard. I would be willing, this is the kind of person I am, I'd be willing to spend a few hours helping you get good at shuffleboard.
Wow.
Offers on the table, don't answer now. A Meanies, yes, shuffleboard, they have plenty. In fact, they have shuffleboard, professional-grade shuffleboard tables from 9 feet to 22 feet. That's a pretty big range, meaning depending on the size of the room, not everybody has a room that'll accommodate a 14, 18-foot shuffleboard table. No problem. They have a 9-foot version. And that's one of those things that not only can everybody in the family play and enjoy, there's no maintenance to it. There's nothing to break or fix or tweak or to replace. You polish it every once in a while, and that's easy, and you put that... I still don't know the official technical name of that pellets or dust you put on there.
Oh, right.
Parmesan cheese.
Parmesan cheese, that's what it is. And then there's the... they have that great 60-in-1 arcade game that's got everything from Ms. Pac-Man to Frogger to Centipede, Space Invaders. What a popular thing that's become. Pinball machines, pool tables from $999, starting there. I mean, slate... 1-inch slate pool tables all the way up to $30,000 depending on your budget and everything in between. This Meanies, there is no store in the St. Louis area like Meanies. There's nothing like it. If you've not been into Meanies, I'm telling you right now, you're cheating yourself out of a great time and a great experience. Go in and while you shop and look around, they want your kids. They invite your kids to play the pinball machines, the arcade games, no charge, free play. Knock yourselves out. Jaffe Lighting upstairs, as well as lots of great furniture and accessories and lamps. Meanies. This is the time to get in there now for the holiday season. Turn a room in your home, basement or otherwise, into the room where everybody wants to be. Aminis, Meanies in the Valley, Chesterfield Valley, home of the Copper Dome, Meanies.com.
Time to check traffic with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Dan. Working with a couple stalls this afternoon. Eastbound on 270 at West Florissant. This one's on the right shoulder.
a stall 170 northbound just before Scudder on the right shoulder as well. Eastbound 64 at the Interbelt, a stall on the right shoulder, and a stall southbound on 270 just before Doherty Ferry. It's a pretty good run this afternoon. 270 eastbound from McDonald to West Florissant, starting to fill in now between Lilac and the Chain of Rocks construction zone. 270 southbound are heavy now between Highway 40 and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound on Highway 40 is starting to slow at Jefferson and the Poplar. Remember, you're down to two lanes at Market Street. Westbound on 64, you're on the brakes now. Kings Highway to McCausland, then again 270 to Mason. 70 eastbound, you're on the brakes as well, just west of Grand, all the way to the Dome. It's due to those express lanes being closed. This update brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. There's no place like the Navy Federal for low mortgage rates on your new home. To calculate your payment, visit NavyFederal.org. They are an equal housing lender. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Coming up tonight, a no-hold-barred tag team cage match, also known as a presidential debate. We'll follow that. Dr. Stephen Caliendo joins us for some analysis. We'll have Black and White with Ron Ramey. Restaurant Tuesday, a late version of that with Dooley's and George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine. See you tonight after the debates.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mike Shannon and Fast Eddie are working on their next commercial.
You just keep saying that, and I'll just keep saying that.
And I'll be a baseball legend.
Yeah, right, so where we are. Okay, go ahead.
You know, Mr. Shannon, people tell me we're a lot alike.
Oh, really? Really?
Well, we both have cool nicknames. You're Big Irish, and I'm Fast Eddie.
Well, I will admit, you do run the legendary Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
And you're a baseball legend.
Fast Eddie's has the coldest beer in town.
And you're a baseball legend.
And great food like 29-cent peel-and-eat shrimp.
And you're a baseball legend.
And great food like 29-cent peel-and-eat shrimp.
And you're a baseball legend.
You're just a giant, Eddie. There's no doubt about it.
And you're a baseball legend.
You're a giant.
And you're a baseball legend.
And if you're 21 and you're in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Go to FastEddies.com and see the giant patio. You're a giant.
You're a giant baseball legend.
That's a wrap.